Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 19th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. Seven storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, These Dreams. This week's story comes to us from Pat Williams and is titled, The Reverend King's Real Dream. Thank you for listening.
How are you? All right. Drink up. Drink up. I'm from Butte. When a Butte guy drinks, everybody drinks. Drink up. Merry Christmas, by the way. It's nice to see you all here. They sure get good crowds for this storytelling, which I think both the storytelling and the really good crowds is really important. And I like to come because I get to see a lot of people I don't know, although I see some that I do know here as well. The subject is dreams. Probably the most remembered remarks about a dream were delivered in 1963 by Reverend Martin Luther King. In his I Had a Dream. I had the good fortune about 25 years ago. I know for some of you that was a very long time ago, but for some of us it was not a very long time. I had the good fortune of having dinner with Coretta Scott King long after the Reverend's assassination, and we had a good visit. There were eight of us, and I was lucky enough to sit next to her. I was still serving you in the United States Congress at that time, and I said to her about halfway through the meal, I could see she was very friendly and talkative, and although a very formal lady. I said, Mrs. King, if you know, what gave your husband the spirit, the lift, the ability to give that famous speech at the Lincoln Memorial? And she said, oh, yes. She said, that's a good story. And not many people ask me. She said it was August 27th, 1963, and the now famous Civil Rights March on Washington was that morning, the next morning, 28th. And she said, Martin and I were staying at the Washington Hotel, which is just off Pennsylvania Avenue, and you can kind of see the Lincoln Memorial from there. And she said, we stayed there, and we had a small suite, a two-room suite. And she said, that night, Martin excused himself around 9 o'clock, and he and Ralph Abernathy and two or three other aides went into the off-bedroom area and were trying to pull his speech together. And she said Martin would always write his speeches at the last moment because he wanted to be able to catch the times exactly as they were happening. And so she said they were in there, and he came into the bedroom a few times and sat alone on the bed and said around midnight or 1 o'clock it woke me up, and I said, how you doing? And he said, I can't get it right. He said, what's it about? Maybe I can help you. And he said, well, it's about how every American, according to the Constitution, every American is born with a set of promises, freedom of speech and so on. And so he said, I'm trying to refer to those as every American's trust fund, but that there are some Americans who, when they cash a check, meaning black Americans and Americans of color, he said, when we cash a check, it bounces, right? We have this fund set up at birth for us by the government, right, by the Constitution, but our checks bounce. He said, I think it's a little convoluted and a little too hard, a little too difficult, a little too cute, I think she said. But I'm too far into it now. We're going to go ahead with it. And so she said they shut the door between the rooms, but I could hear them in there talking. And she said I fell asleep a couple of times. Then I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to hear the door shut out into the hallway from that second room. And she said he had said to them, she found out later, go ahead home, folks. I'll finish this. I'll be all right now. We're on a good start. And she said at 5:30, I woke up and Martin was still pacing back and forth and writing as he went. And then she said at 6:30 or a quarter to 7, he finally came to bed. And I said to him, did you get it? And he said, yeah, it isn't any good, but I got it. So she said, the car was waiting for us out front to drive us, even though the Lincoln Memorial is just across the street. There were hundreds of thousands of people on the street, so they had a escort to around and to the Lincoln Memorial. And she said, Ralph Abernathy was in the front, and Martin and I were in the back seat. And she said, Martin's scribbling and taking stuff out and putting stuff in, you know, writing it on the road. I mean, in the back of the car, right, going there. And said, Ralph turned around and said, are you still making changes, Martin? And she said, Martin said, this speech just isn't any good, Ralph. Now, she said, prior to this, for about a year, Martin had been having a reoccurring dream. She said it came in different episodes and about different things, but it was basically the same dream about the rights of all Americans, in which, you know, he was entirely encased in those days. And he had told his friends about this dream that wouldn't let him go, keeping him awake some nights. And so she said, as we're getting close to the Lincoln Memorial, he said, do either of you, talking to Ralph and her, do either of you know a synonym for such and such a word? And he asked him a couple of times. And finally she said, Ralph put his arm on the back of the seat and said, Martin, you don't like that speech. You never give speeches you don't like. Why don't you just tell them about your dream? He said, Martin laughed and said, oh, I haven't written a word of that. So he stands up, and if you have a chance, and you can Google it, it's easy to get. The whole speech lasts 15 minutes. 12 of those minutes are about the blank check thing. And he was right. It's terrible. It's a terrible speech. Ralph Abernathy had said to the wonderful singer, Mahalia Jackson, Mahalia, you're going to stand right behind him. If this isn't working, why don't you lean over to him and say, Reverend, tell him about your dream. So she does. Look it up on Google. You can see him put his speech aside, put an elbow on the podium and say, I have a dream. And then to begin to talk, as in my opinion, no other American has ever been able to talk about the basic rights of all citizens and how with simple goodwill toward men this Christmas season and all, we can get there. We can get there, he said, in the hills of New York. We can get there in the hills of Tennessee and Alabama and Mississippi. We can all get there. And you remember he said, and when we do, we'd be able to say, free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula. For over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and live storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel. Custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockandrudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers. Beth Jaffe, Shelby Humphreys, Pat Williams, Ethan Siegel, Blake Nicolazzo, Jack Rowan, and Karen McNenny. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and learn about the themes for 2015. TellUsSomething.org. Thank you for listening. Have a great one.